So, the next 15 minutes, I'd like to talk about the order as practice and how that can lead to insight. And the talk will have two strands to it. So I will look at what happens to our view of the world when we join the order. And I will look at this view through the perspectives of current scientific thinking. So Bhante's teaching, I'm a bit off-piste here, so Bhante's teaching does not include or use scientific perspectives. And his own inclination and talents did not take him in that direction. There are, however, a number of order members who find the understandings of science relevant to the Dharma, and I'm one of them. Of course, nothing is outside the Dharma, so that's not surprising. Bhante is actually open to science being able to contribute to the understanding of the Dharma. And this is something I discovered directly after giving a talk, talking about the order of small world networks at the convention in 2009, where he was both interested and appreciative afterwards. So here I would like to talk about the structure of the order and its contribution to the arising of insight. And I want to look at this through scientific concepts of systems and paradigms. These concepts can help us understand how the order supports us to go beyond concepts to a direct, unmediated experience of reality, to seeing things as they really are. A system is a set of things: cells, molecules, weather, people, companies, governments, health or lack of it. And these things are interconnected, and because of these connections, behave in a certain way. And that behaviour is governed by the purpose of the system. For example, my body has a system which regulates my temperature, keeping it at 37 degrees centigrade. When I get too hot, the system tells my body to perspire, and when it gets too cold, to shiver. If I am ill, this system will raise my body temperature to kill the virus or infection and return it once to normal once this is achieved. This thermoregulatory system, very difficult to say, is very strong, it's effective, and its mechanisms are interrelated and subtle. It involves both the whole body and the external environment. When we look at the world as a series of systems, it frees us from the idea that one thing directly causes another. It helps us to look at the complex relationship of interactions that are present at all times and at all levels of existence. It is both a branch of mathematics and a way of looking at the world. And I believe it has a much greater overlap with traditional Buddhist teachings than previous mainstream scientific models. It's a modern concept that is more closely aligned to Pratitasamutpada than any previous scientific view. Paradigms are the shared ideas in the mind of society, the big unstated assumptions. All societies have paradigms, and these are the deepest set of views and beliefs about how the world works. And paradigms are the source of systems. They hold the shared social agreements about the nature of reality. So I'm going to give an example, and I'm going to simplify madly. The market economy is a system. It's a complex relationship of interactions which connects people who have something to sell with people who wish to buy. The purpose behind it is to maximise profit and to make money. One of the underlying assumptions which enable the market economy to work is money. This is a very interesting piece of paper. We call it £5. When it gets very dirty and well used and scrunched up and it falls on the ground, it does not become litter. The reason why it does not become litter is it holds an underlining paradigm of our society. Every time we use money in exchange for goods and services, we are acting on this paradigm, this shared idea in the mind of society, this unstated assumption about this piece of paper. It's an assumption that it has intrinsic worth and is more than just a piece of paper. I'm going to leave that to one side for a bit. The order can be seen as a system, a collection of people, the things in a system, which has going for refuge as its central purpose and is interconnected by Kalyana Mitratar. Bhante has set up the Triratna Buddhist order in a visionary way. I really do think he was a visionary when he set up the order. It's totally unique in that it is not organised in any way that's familiar to us. I believe Bhante set up the order in a way that is freely aligned to conditionality, freely aligned to pratitasamapada. The order comes into being in dependence on conditions, and the fundamental conditions are the effectiveness of our going for refuge, our commitment to our lineage of practice, and Kalyana Mitratar. These are the basis of our interconnectedness, and these are what hold the order together. And this is a truly radical and visionary, because it's radical and visionary, it can be difficult to see, and we can easily misunderstand the nature of the order. I have a really deep respect for the way Sangharakshita set up the order. Sangharakshita said that it was a free association of individuals, and I understand from Parami that the emphasis was on association rather than free or individual. The structure of the order is not like anything else we are familiar with, and there is a danger in thinking that the structures of materialistic, ordinary organisations apply to the order. We can look in the order for the cultural norms of power, hierarchy and control. We can try and see it in terms of democracy or bureaucracy, but to do that we do it a disservice and we misunderstand it. If we try to fit the order into normal ways of viewing organisations, it just seems confusing and disorganised, and it's much more creative and fluid than any of these. The order is a new paradigm of organisation, a paradigm of organisation which is aligned to pratitasamapada. I believe that the order is pratitasamapada in the realms of the lived spiritual life. It is conditionality in the service of enlightenment, unmediated by the organisational concepts of our westernised society. In systems terms, the internal goal or purpose of the order is the movement towards enlightenment, the ideal of stream entry and beyond within this lifetime. In systems terms, the interconnectivity is provided by Kalyana Mitratar, supported by the institutions of the order, chapter, conveners at all levels, college, as well as individual friendships, free association of individuals from leading retreats, studying together, meeting in large numbers, playing football, playing volleyball, any way that we come together as order members supports the connections of the order. In systems terms, the parts of the order are the members who have undergone training, have developed relationships, and enter the order through their effective going for refuge being recognised. Organisation and ways of working together in the order are laid down in principles rather than rules. Some of these principles are held in the teaching of the Buddha, such as the Sangha of Astus. Some have been put in place by the extraordinary intuition of Sangharakshita, such as our system of practice, and others have emerged as the order has grown and become more mature, such as the order being a practice in itself and the transparency of decision-making. One thing I want to make clear, though, is that the participation in the order is really important for the order to be effective. To the degree order members do not participate, then the system that is the order can be undermined. The order relies on its members to exercise personal responsibility, and we drop out of communication within the order at the risk of the order's effective functioning. The order is also a system that supports change. The ability to challenge paradigms is also enhanced by the fact that the order is both set in and at the same time distinct from wider society. Both of these give us the ability to challenge cultural assumptions through spreading and practicing the Dharma. We do have to remember and honour the fact that we have a distinct and relevant alternative way of looking at the world. It's important that we are not it's important that we are not absorbed into mainstream society. Hinduism tried this in the past when it adopted the Buddha as a new god. And we too have to be alert and careful of things like the secularisation of mindfulness. It's helpful to many people, but it's not quite the same as the Dharma. The overriding purpose of the order is the total transformation of the individual in the light of the Dharma. It's not surprising that Bhante has said that going for refuge is the only non-negotiable aspect of the order. It is our primary reason for being. In the Western Buddhist Order, he came back to this. He says, "But what did I mean when I said the only thing cannot be changed is going for refuge? It was not intended to mean that anything can be changed, it doesn't matter, but to highlight the extreme importance of going for refuge. We do need the order to help us change our paradigms, our assumptions of how the world is constructed. To keep going for refuge at the centre of our lives, we need the supportive conditions within the order. Changing paradigms is one of the most difficult things you can choose to do. Sometimes it takes just a click of the mind, a new way of seeing. But on the whole, paradigms are extremely hard to change. It can be difficult to turn our backs on the familiar. It is often confusing to those near and dear to us, and it can be totally incomprehensible to society at large. We need our spiritual friends to keep pointing out the anomalies and failures of the old paradigm. Changing paradigms causes all sorts of problems. Galileo got into terrible trouble in the 17th century for providing the mathematical proof that the Earth was not the centre of the universe. The Inquisition decided on behalf of the Pope that this view was heretical and not only forbade him from teaching, but also imprisoned him for his views. Not until 1992, I couldn't believe this, 1992 did the Church officially relent and John Paul II apologised for the treatment of Galileo. Such is the strength of paradigm, that to change them is often difficult and extremely unsettling. When we join the order, we do something very special, although we may not know it at the time. We are in the process of moving away from the paradigms of our old life and the society we're embedded in. We move away from the dominant view of the westernised world, a world we to subscribe to without being aware of it. To place the three jewels in the heart of your life and to reorientate yourself to the spiritual life is difficult and often emotionally challenging. I just wonder sometimes why this is why the ordination process can take so long, be difficult and perplexing. It's because we're changing paradigms. I think that one of the most remarkable qualities of the order is that we recognise the strength and necessity of turning round and looking at unsettling or difficult situations rather than denying them or running away. This is really important as it allows us to support each other through the discomfort of change. The overriding paradigm of the order is that enlightenment is possible and that the Buddha taught the Dharma as a path to enlightenment. The order as practice is the work of putting this paradigm first in our lives. It is good to remember that the order's principles and practices are largely based on the rejection of society's dominant values. With the support of the order, we start to change our paradigms. For example, the principle of support for people who work in right livelihood, or the institutions the order, the idea of give what you can, take what you need, undermines the view that money measures something real and has real meaning. It undermines the understanding that comes from this, that people who are paid less are actually worth less. The principle of generosity and altruism undermines the idea that greed is good, and so is envy, as it encourages people to be overwhelmingly self-interested and act selfishly. This is a core belief of the modern neoliberal capitalism, and it is a paradigm which drives world economics. Our practice of simplicity and contentment undermine materialism and consumerism. Our understanding for the need to be ethical and the workings of karma undermine the prevalent idea that means justifies ends. In fact, our understanding could not be more different. The means is, in fact, the end. The path is the goal. Bhante says in The Yogi's Joy, "It is easy to forget that the Buddhist message is a subversive one, that its values run counter to mundane or worldly norms, and that your commitment to its ethical principles may lead you on occasion to offend conventional notions of morality." Let's do it. To conclude, the work of the order is to support effective going for refuge and enable it to become real going for refuge. The order as practice is to open yourself up to the effect of the order and help the order continually raise its game to become more than the sum of its parts, to allow for the rising of the bodhicitta. To do this, we need to leave behind the values and preconceptions of our westernized society, the paradigms that we are familiar with. We have to replace these unstated assumptions with a new paradigm, the paradigm of the spiritual life, embodied and supported by the order. In the order, we can constantly transcend our views, our conditions, and our personality. In the words of the Dasadharma Sutta, we need to remember, "I am no longer living according to worldly aims and values. This should be reflected upon again and again by one who has gone forth." Not only is the order a means by which we can support each other to move from wrong view to right view, but is in itself a full practice of right view, an operational concept of pratitasamapada, devoid of the paradigms of the world around us. With the support of the order, we can open ourselves up to perfect view, open ourselves up to insight, and leave view behind altogether. This will see the falling, the dropping away of the most pervasive paradigms of all, the lakshanas, the three characteristics of conditioned existence. And this can only happen when we become completely unattached to paradigms, when we realise that no paradigm is true and we see things as they really are.